Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest, Ben Huey, who is the director of Sitka Trailworks. Thank you, Ben, for being here.
Yeah, so great to be here.
Did I get your title right? I guess I didn't actually check
that with you. That's correct,
yep. Okay, great. Well, I'm excited to talk to you. It's always fun to chat with you in the studio because it means we're going to talk about trails and getting outside in Sitka. Let's jump right in. Sitka Trailworks has just released a draft list of conceptual plans for the public to look over and comment on. Let's talk about what is a draft list of conceptual plans.
Yeah, so we have been spending the summer after doing a big round of public engagement this spring. We heard from over 800 Sitkans about the types of trails they want to see and their use habits and how they'd like investments to happen in the future. And so we spent the summer and the fall coming up with specific ideas that would address some of the demands we heard from the community. So we were out looking at maps, looking at LIDAR, doing terrain analysis, figuring out the feasibility of different options that we heard from folks, and then scouting in the field, bushwhacking new routes and looking for potential ways that we could route trails. We identified a lot of trails that have been concepts around for quite a while and have this list now of ideas, and we'd love to hear what Sitkans think.
And this list is kind of based on this initial survey, so already getting a bunch of Sitkans input. Maybe you can break down a little bit of what that initial survey resulted in. What are some of the types of trails or work that you might be doing?
Yeah, exactly. We heard that Sitkans want more challenging day hikes, they want more backpacking trails, easy loop trails, and neighborhood connectors, pathways between neighborhoods. And so those are some of the categories that we thought about when we were identifying new routes.
So now people can go to sitkatrailworks.org/survey and not only take the survey, but get to look at this conceptual, this list of possible work that you'll be doing.
That's right.
And give feedback. Let's talk a little bit about the survey itself. What sort of feedback are you looking for? And like, what does the survey look like?
Yeah. So at our website, sitkatrailworks.org, people can find that survey, which is essentially a list of maps. So they land on the first page of the survey and it shows the goals of our planning process. So really what we're trying to do through all of this is increase the health of the community, to improve our local economy, to be good stewards of our natural environment, and create opportunities for all types of users and people while being fiscally responsible. So those are our five goals, which you're reminded of on the first page. And that's the framing I really want you to have as you proceed to the next page, which is the first map. And that shows a trail idea, rerouting an existing trail up a mountain. And the question is, how much benefit do you think this trail idea would create? How would the community benefit from this greatly or not so much? And I want you to judge that. And then if you have specific comments about that trail or how it could be improved or how this idea, these are all rough concepts at this point. And so if you think of a better way to align the trail, better place to start it, we want to hear that. And so there's a comment section in addition to that slider of how you rank the benefit.
Yeah, so I actually took this survey and it was really user-friendly, very convenient to use. And you could just move that slider on the toolbar down or up. If you think, oh, this wouldn't benefit the community that much, just move it down a little bit. And then you could provide a comment if you want to, or you can move it up if you thought it provided a lot to the community. So it was really easy to use. You didn't have to spend a lot of time like ranking or rating. You could do each one by itself. But what's great to hear is that you want more than just that ranking. You are looking for feedback kind of on the trails themselves.
Yeah, totally. All of Sitkans know this landscape really well. This isn't, I think, a common phenomena in public engagement processes around public lands. Most people have a distant connection to the trails and public lands that are accessible from their city. Like when I lived in Seattle, you have to drive an hour. So people maybe go to a trail once a time in their life. And people here really know these mountains really well. And so we have basically this enormous focus group of experts, and I'm excited to hear what they think.
And then I also kind of want to highlight what you were talking about, this front page that you come to, which is sort of framing how we should think about it when we go through the survey. I think our, probably most people's knee-jerk reaction is to be like, well, I love this trail and I want it for me, which is normal. And it's fun to think about what we all like and would like for ourselves. But really the framework is like thinking about the community. So benefit the most people, thinking about mobility and more than just locals. What sorts of...
Exactly. And it's not the worst thing if someone's like, oh, this would benefit me because they're a community member. And if everyone just said what benefited them, then we'd have an aggregate of what benefited the community. So that's an okay framing. And I'd encourage people to think more broadly about how could we benefit the most people in our community through these improvements. Like how, if we connected the Price Jarvis Street neighborhood, which doesn't have any sidewalks, has no trail connections, if we provided some more trailheads and access points in that neighborhood, what, how would those families benefit?
Yeah, that's great. There's also one really cool thing at the end of the survey that I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about, which is this cool map of cabins all across the Southeast Sitka region. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. People may have seen the Forest Service recently had a bit of a process and was seeking input on a couple, just two or three cabin ideas only on National Forest Service lands. I wanted to give an opportunity for Sitkans to think more broadly across all lands, which is where Sitka Trailworks focuses as a community nonprofit. We aren't constrained to a single public land agency like state parks, the Forest Service, or the city. We look across this whole landscape and try to plan holistically. So we have aggregated ideas for cabins dating back several decades that people have proposed in various forums and from agency staff. And we've laid out those ideas and asked people to rank across all of them. Which do you think would be your top 10 choices? And we'll hopefully have that as a guiding post for future opportunities when we build cabins.
So I do want to touch a little bit on the likelihood of these things being done. I mean, I know that the work is going to be done, but it's very exciting to see like so many trails and then like all of these cabins, and you can be like, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about like, you're obviously going to use this feedback to decide what is worked on. Kind of, I'm sure you can't speak exactly about your, you know, you have to incorporate the budget and all that, but like, roughly how much of this would be done? What are we looking at?
Yeah. Well, in the last trail plan, they had a similar sized list of ideas, of trail ideas, and the majority of them were accomplished, something around 60%. And we are also looking at a similar time frame of planning. So probably next 20 years we'll be working on this. And it's impossible to say which of these ideas can move forward because it's really most of these constructions are dependent on competitive grant processes. And so we take these ideas. So to go back a minute and talk about the process from this point on would be that we'll aggregate all the feedback we get in this stage, and then we're going to winnow down this list. We're going to shorten it so we ensure that only the top priorities are included in our final plan, and we're focused, we're laser focused on the ideas and proposals that will provide the greatest benefit. We don't want to dilute our approach by having too many ideas. So your feedback at this stage is really essential for us to determine which are the real priorities. And we'll take those priorities, and then next year, once we formalize this plan, I'll go out and start looking for funding and work down the list. Like, okay, people really want these three ideas. Which types of grants would they be eligible for? When are those grants coming up? Okay, this grant's due in October. That trail fits. Write the grant, see what we can do.
Wow, it's very exciting. So hopefully listeners are excited to hear this as well. I'm going to give you a moment to take that sip and then ask you to give us the contact information. Well, first of all, where people can go to find the survey, and also give out your contact information.
Yeah, you can find us anywhere online, on Facebook, on Instagram, or on our website, sitkatrailworks.org. And on the front page, you can find a post about the survey, or you can just go to sitkatrailworks.org/survey. To go directly to a link. And for if you have other comments, you forgot to include something in your survey and you want to make sure that the comment is logged, just shoot me an email. I'm ben@sitkatrailworks.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ben, for coming in this morning and chatting.
Yeah.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.